The profligacy with which they waste our lives astounds us. And yet, nonetheless, or maybe because of our astonishment, we consistently seem to refuse to see what's obvious, that we are the targets, that we are what they're trying to conquer. On this, they're all united, all the global shadow state statesmen. And what's the drumbeat I'm hearing today from the pundits who speak for this global shadow state? Ray McGovern being the most duplicitous and John McCain the most prominent. Putin is crazy. Putin is nuts. Putin has an emotional attachment, says Angela Merkel, playing Iago to perfection. He's not in touch. No telling what inane stuff he's capable of. Sisters and brothers, let's never forget that the media we're given is orchestration. So the question is, what is being orchestrated? And as we said last week, until we no longer have keepers, we have to face the fact that it could be anything. Anything along a horrible spectrum, from the most modest being to remind us all globally how comforting it is to have that daddy state, to a conclusion that too many of us are actively presenting a challenge, i.e. Plan C. Recall what we said, that because of our atomization, only they know the true global situation. How far along is our resistance? Only they know the full extent of it. This is no way to live, wondering just how hideous the next horror will be that they'll choose to visit upon us. It's critical that we start our own global planning to move beyond it. But as we're being confronted with this mess, if I had to guess, I'd say we're seeing an elaborate scheme to discredit Barack and regain the U.S. presidency, that these guys have been desperate to discredit him, fabricating one crisis after another, Benghazi attack, the Syrian state killing its citizens, phone taps on our, quote-unquote, friends, quote-unquote, Angela Merkel, no less, significantly. Affordable Care Act, horrific drone attacks, IRS, from right and left, hoping to make Barack look ineffective, has been patently obvious. And I suspect discrediting Barack is about more than just regaining the presidency of the U.S. They can do that with a Democrat, Jerry Brown being that stealth candidate. And with this tactic that I'm discussing here, Miklos and Popper and Bernal have provided invaluable assistance to enable us to see how power invents the stories it needs that fit with them being supermen, men of breeding and cool intellect. And that story will not admit an African-American president that outshines them in every respect, and most particularly in the enactment of their favorite story, statesmanship, which is supposedly their game, their signature expertise and specialty, the skillful guiding of the ship of state. I suspect they are compiling, crafting, as we speak, the evidence, quote-unquote, to make the case, not only that the first African-American president just couldn't cut it, but that he was almost the ruination of us. This, in keeping with their usual practice, is the story they plan for the history books. This is what power does. In order to pursue its ambition, its obsession, its dream of being deemed the ultimate supranational superman. But we're still moved to ask, should they regain the White House? What's their plan? What would you imagine? Let's get out our Plato-given hubris gear and put on our vampire hats.